1 Corinthians chapter number 12. We'll read the first six verses. Paul's kind of switching gears, and we'll see that here. Matter of fact, just by way of introduction, before I read the first six verses, he's going to talk about spiritual gifts. And of all the subject matters that he talks about, when we look at some of these, this issue of spiritual gifts, he devoted three chapters. Matter of 12, chapter 12, 13, and 14 is just on this one topic of spiritual gifts. And he begins this subject by saying, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." Now, here again in verse number one, notice that word "now." Paul is beginning with a new subject matter, so he's kind of like switching gears. And he talks about concerning spiritual gifts. And I mentioned for the next three chapters that we're in, now you're aware that Paul didn't write chapters. But in our book, it was one continual letter to the church at Corinth. But as our Bible is divided up, it's the next three chapters, chapter 12, 13, and 14. It's all about this subject of spiritual gifts. It was a big problem in the city of Corinth, the church there at Corinth, this thing about spiritual gifts. And if we read, a lot of people were puffed up with pride because they had certain gifts and they thought, well, my gift's better than your gift, that kind of thing. And I'm more spiritual than you because I have this gift and you don't, and this kind of thing. So Paul is going to lay out this matter of spiritual gifts over the next three chapters that we're going to look at, and how they were misused, the prideful situation. And matter of fact, this spiritual gift, it didn't come from you, it came from God. And so that's what this is all about. So the subject matter is concerning spiritual gifts here. It's interesting, I've mentioned that the church at Corinth had written Paul a letter about questions that they had, and they needed some answers. Remember, when we begin our study in 1 Corinthians, they were a church that was divided. They had schisms among them, themselves. They were divided. Well, remember, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos, well, I'm of Christ. They had little sections in the church that they just kind of had their own little group, so to speak. Not only were they schisms, but they were what we would call charismatic. In other words, and that it's not a good term, in this light, they had these gifts. And they wrote Paul concerning different things. Matter of fact, I have six things that they wrote that we know that they wrote the Apostle Paul about. In 1 Corinthians 7, we studied that earlier. Let me just share that with you. 1 Corinthians 7, 1. "Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me," Paul's going to begin answering their questions, "it's good for a man not to touch a woman." In verse number 25, of course, Paul is talking about, in this subject matter, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, and we studied that. Remember, "Paul, my husband, my wife is not a believer. What do we do now?" And they wrote a letter concerning that, and Paul answered that question. And then verse number 25, "Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment." Of course, they asked about their virgins, their daughters, and all, what do we do, and things of that nature. So he answered that. Then we see in chapter 8, verse 1, "Now as touching things offered to the idols, we know that we have knowledge, and knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth not." And then in verse 4, "And concerning, therefore, the eating of those things." So they wrote the Apostle Paul, "Paul, what about these idols? And food that's offered to idols, can we eat it? Can we not?" Remember, we went through that section of Scripture. Now we see he finished that. And now we see in verse number 1 of chapter number 12, "Now concerning spiritual gifts." And we see if we was to jump ahead in chapter 16, verse 1, he talks about "now concerning the offering for the saints." We see that in 16:1. about the offerings and all, about laying aside on the first day of the week. So here in chapter number 12, 13, 14, he's going to talk about the subject matter of spiritual gifts. Now, I love that word brethren. I counted it myself. He used that word 28 times alone in 1 Corinthians. 28 times he used that word brethren. Why was that so important? Because there was animosity in the church. There was chaos. There was confusion in the church. And he wanted to continue. He wanted to remind them, listen, we're brothers in Christ. You know, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's the groundwork. We all have that same thought. So again, he uses that word brethren. And then I would not have you ignorant. Interesting. The word ignorant does not mean stupid. It means I want you to understand. You don't know concerning these things about spiritual gifts. I want you to understand these things about spiritual gifts. Paul spent 3 chapters on this one subject, the longest of any subject matter in this epistle. And I want you to notice how he opens and closes this subject of spiritual gifts. In verse number 1, he says, I would not have you to be ignorant. Now, turn with me, when he closes this thought, turn with me to chapter number 14, verse number 38. I normally do my Sunday school lessons early in the week, but I did it yesterday because the ladies were at the tea. And I heard they had a great time at that ladies' tea at Lone Oak. And so it was quiet around the house. I knew I'd just be me and the Lord, even though I did have a couple of grandkids, but I didn't watch them. Anyway, so I did my Sunday school lesson yesterday morning while you ladies were there. And I got reading, and I found, this is very interesting, how he says, I don't want you to be ignorant, but look in verse number 38. I actually chuckled. Verse chapter 14. He's finishing that subject matter, and he says this, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. He's going through 3. If you can't get it, well, just stay ignorant then, you know. I had to chuckle. That's kind of what he said. He opens it up. I don't want you to be ignorant. But he closes that subject matter. But if you're going to be ignorant, well, be ignorant. I can't help you no more, you know, that kind of a thing. And it's interesting. We'll get to that later. But I had a good chuckle when I saw that. Paul in his letters named 3 things that he did not want Christians to be ignorant of. I checked this out because that just kind of interested me. Is that a good word? Interested. Yeah, interested me about this thing about ignorance, because I read that before about not being ignorant. And I just read it at the funeral the day before. Maybe I had a funeral for Judy McCarter. And I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 18, about, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Remember that you saw or not? It's interesting. And then I remember another one tucked back in Romans chapter number 11, verse number 25, about not being ignorant of God's plan for Israel. So I put those 3 together in outline. One day I'll put it, somebody might be interested in reading it, that number 1, don't be ignorant of God's plan for Israel. Romans 11, 25. God has a plan for Israel. I'm amazed at the people, preachers, God's people, who says that God is through with Israel. No. Israel has been and always will be God's people. And he has a special purpose and plan for Israel.